A good book starts with a good idea. The book's merit should address these primary issues. Why would someone want to read your book? Who is your target audience? What is your unique hook? Can the hook and the message support an entire book? What will I be telling my readers that they don't already know? First, title and subtitle. The title should not contain more than 5 words. The reason? A longer title requires the reader to think instead of feel. The title should create a motivating visualization. We know that more people think in pictures and learn in a visual way than in an auditory or kinesthetic way. The title should not trigger negative images or a negative focus. Neuroscience teaches us that we get what we focus on, not what we want. The focus should be positive, not the avoidance of something negative. The title should pass the airplane test. This is my personally devised test that came to me spontaneously when a publisher called me and asked if I would do a blurb for the dust jacket of a book. I asked him the title of the book. When he told me, I said I'd be happy to review the book if it had a different title, but that one doesn't pass the airplane test. He said, "What's an airplane test?" I said, "If I'm sitting on an airplane and someone sees the book I'm reading, I don't want to be embarrassed by the title." Now, the unspoken continuation of that statement is, or feel stupid, or I have somebody look at me like I have the pathology the book title promises remedy for. He thanked me, had the author change the title, and sent me a nice bound galley to review. I also have a subtest for titles that may pass the coach class test but aren't quite ready for the first class section. An example would be the AIG Bonus Investment Guide. And there are exceptions to everything. Here's one exception to the 5 words or less for a title. It's a bestseller by child and adolescent psychologist Dr. Anthony Wolf. "Get out of my life, but first could you drop me and Cheryl off at the mall?"